This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Amir Haleem, and Sue Ellicott. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thanks, Carl. In just a minute, we'll play the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, in an effort to eliminate Western influence in Iran, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has ordered Iranians to stop using the phrase pizza and instead start calling it what?
Freedom fries. Yeah, I actually saw the story. Now I'm trying to remember. I'm vamping here because I'm trying to remember what he had to call. The foot pad of Allah.
Here's a hint. We didn't think there was a way to make pizza actually sound unappetizing, but this manages to do it.
Garbage.
No, actually, elastic loaves.
I had a band in college called Elastic Loaves.
How'd that work out?
Pretty good. I'm here, aren't I?
Concerned with the increasing number of foreign words creeping their way into Iran, the president ordered all governmental agencies, newspapers, and publications to use modified Persian words deemed more appropriate. Under the new rules, this is serious, a chat will become a short talk, a cabin will be renamed a small room. However, America will still be known as Jerkland.
Sorry, they modified cabin? What? Kids at the mall are always talking about, hey, man, you want to go to my cabin? I'd rather go to your small room. And we can order some elastic loaves.
It's tough to be a teenager in Tehran because you have to sound like a nerd by law. Yeah.
It must be a real drag to text that now.
Exactly.
Stretchy pie.
No, I wonder how they're doing at Elastic Loaves Hut.
Amer, to prove to their fans that they are interested in diversity, the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team recently added what to their payroll?
I love this story.
Free Elastic Loaves for every fan. Is there a hint available, Luke?
It's part of their famous sausage race.
I don't think you can say hint anymore. You have to say a small clue.
Is there a small clue available?
So you and I are going to have a short talk.
I look forward to it.
This is a sausage race that features a wide range of different traditional sausages from different parts of the country.
Actually, let's be clear. It's guys in sausage suits.
Right.
If you want to be picky.
I mean, because if you just lay a bunch of sausages on the ground, it's really dull.
I'm gonna take a shot here and say they added a multiracial sausage.
Anybody else have an idea?
They added a chorizo.
Chorizo.
That's right, a chorizo sausage mascot. El Picante. A sombrero-wearing chorizo sausage.
Yay.
Is the latest pork product added to the famous sausage race at Miller Park in Milwaukee, but after only one race, El Picante was, according to the team, sent down to the minors for more seasoning. The less cute version of that story is that Major League Baseball, which must approve all mascots, had only given El Picante temporary approval to race in the big leagues, a sort of temporary work visa, if you will.
On the other hand, El Picante was really fast.
He could swim.
Now they're booing.
Now they are booing.
Now they're booing.
Those are boos.
All I hear is Luke.